To number 13, hunting restrictions. This is a briefing and a public hearing. Dave Ware is going to walk us through this.
Again, Madam Chair and Commissioners, Dave Ware, Department of Fish and Wildlife Game Division. This one should be really simple, really quick. What had happened is, as you know, Joanna Idy in our Enforcement Division has been working to simplify a lot of and clean up a lot of the rules. And about a year ago, we cleaned up a rule along with her, and lo and behold, we left something out. And so, and it had to do with night hunting. And so I was going to give you a quick overview of hound hunting in Washington and what remains, but also what we'd like to see reinstated into rule. So obviously, use of hounds was once a fairly common hunting method, especially for both harvest and pursuit seasons, but especially for cougar, bear, and bobcat. All of that ended in 1996 with a citizen initiative. And since then, we've also restricted coyote hunting with dogs. We did receive, obviously this has been debated in the legislatures since 1996, maybe 2 years out of the, since that time that we've, that has not been debated in the legislature. But in 2004, there was a pilot hunt for cougars with dogs that lasted until 2010. And again, they were returned to the restricted level. So currently, we still use hounds in conflict situations to respond to conflict situations, especially specifically for bear depredation and in industrial timberlands. But we also use them for what are classified as public safety cougar removals. But the remaining uses of hounds are really for raccoons, rabbits, and hares, and probably predominantly the classic hounds for raccoons and, of course, things like beagles and others for rabbits and hares. When we redid the regulations a year ago, we removed this from the small game rules, but didn't reinstate them anyplace else. And so we're asking to do that. This restriction on night hunting using hounds, again, mainly for raccoons, would apply only during the modern firearm deer and elk seasons, and the intent is to reduce conflicts between deer and elk hunters and folks that might be out with their dogs chasing raccoons. But it also lessens the potential for unlawful use of dogs in terms of dogs potentially pursuing deer and elk. Again, it was just part of the rule cleanup. And so this proposal is to place this restriction along with other hunting restrictions and update the references in other rules.
Questions? Thank you. Thank you for the simplicity.
You bet.
Brevity. Very much appreciated. Has anyone signed up? No one signed up, so the hearing is closed. Okay, we've almost caught up.